Good morning and welcome to our 10-minute talk, testify and pray. I got it right this time. But anyway, let's continue. God bless you. Hopefully your morning is starting off good and you're spending a few minutes with us. So let's just get to talking and testifying and praying and believing what God's going to do. If you tuned in yesterday, we talked about Melissa and the amazing testimony God did with her, healing her the cancer that was attacking her body. Completely gone, still cancer-free even today. And that was in Katy, Texas. And a lot of miracles start happening as I kept going and going. There are more expectation. You know, expectation just continuously brings in God's miracle-working power. You got to go somewhere. You need to expect God to do something. When you tune in at 9:30 with me, every single Monday to Friday, you need to believe that God's going to do something for you. It's great that we talk. It's great that we pray. It's great that we testify. But you need to come here with expectation, believing that God's going to do it for you. You're going to hear a wonderful testimony. We're going to talk for a few minutes. It's going to encourage you. And then the prayer is going to be powerful. And I believe it. I think that every time I pray, I really believe this, that every time I pray, God does the words that I pray. There's a scripture that says, so shall the words that proceed out of my mouth, they shall not return unto me void, but they shall accomplish those things which I please and shall prosper the very things that I send it to do. So we need to believe that when our words are spoken, that God is going to do something amazing every time. When I pray, I don't pray with emptiness. I pray with fullness of faith. When I lay hands on someone and I believe, God heals. In fact, it came to the point now that I'm in, when I'm doing healing services overseas or even healing service here in the States, that I hardly even lay hands on people anymore. I'm just walking by, believing and praying, and God is healing. You see, God's expectation brings in the miracle. See, God has angels that are ready to go and bring every healing that you need from heaven. God seems, I mean, I remind me of my friend Shadrach, and he was in Kenya. It's from heaven God sent it. And we got to believe from heaven your healing is coming. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the persona of healer. And Jesus' power is omnipresent. It's everywhere. His anointing is everywhere. Jesus is healing. So if we can believe that, then we can understand that God can heal us. I remember being in Hawaii. Let me show you this picture. It's not the place or the people I'm going to talk about, but it is the actual. Here it is, Diamond Head. You can see in the corner there, there's a couple of the famous hotels. That's Waikiki Beach right there. After those rails, you can see there's the beach right after that. It's all Waikiki. It's really a small strip. It's not really a long strip. It's very popular, but it's crowded sometimes. But I used to stay in a hotel one of those hotels are mine. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I usually stay in one of those hotels across the street, right across the street from there. And I enjoy getting there. But the reason I'm showing this is because I want to talk to you about an amazing, amazing testimony, amazing miracle in Hawaii. Now, when I was preaching there, that's on Oahu. I do a lot of work on Oahu. In fact, the work is beginning to grow that I could spend 5 to 10 to 12 days preaching there straight in different houses and different places, different venues, large venues, small venues. And I just run out of Fridays. I run out of Saturdays. So sometimes we're doing a prayer service on Thursdays, on Wednesdays, on Tuesdays, on Mondays. And I was preaching on another island, which is the Big Island, which I don't think this little group of pictures, I just found one real quick that we can share, but maybe I have something from the Big Island. Let's see. Anyway, I went to pray at Mama Margaret's church, and I have a picture of Mama Margaret. See, that's not it. Let's see. That's not it. Keep looking. I apologize. I'm going to have to get organized, but sometimes as the Spirit leads you, you just start going, all right, this is all of us here. And let me pop it up. So that's us right there. And that's Mama Margaret. That's Pastor Shione. That's my good friend. And that's me right there, David. And man, you can see the weight on me. Anyway, we're all in this. They took us out to a wonderful, Steve. He took us out to him and James took us out to a wonderful crab. I think it was crabs. I think it was crabs or lobster. I don't know. You break the shell, so it has to be lobsters. Anyway, they took us a wonderful meal. And oh no, it was crabs. All you could eat crabs. And we're eating and stuff. And it's a beautiful place. That was very nice of them to take us there. And we're preaching in Pastor Sione's church and Pastor Margaret's church. Now, as we're preaching over there, you can see how much weight I lost. Amen. But those are some good days eating. But we went and prayed. Now, when I went to go preach, before I preached, I was looking at, you know, praise and worship, everything. And I kept seeing this man. He kept going in and out of the buildings. He kept going in and out of the building during the praise and worship, during the offering, during the presentations of everything else that the church was doing that week. Announcements, I guess you would call it. And then when I went up to preach, he left. So that was four times already. And then when I started to pray for people, he left. And then we're getting towards the end, and he comes back about five or six times. He left. He wasn't there for any of this stuff. He just kept popping it and leaving, popping it and leaving. So he jumped in the line, and the last person I was praying for, he jumped in, and I just smiled like, okay, maybe he just wanted prayer. He came in. I laid hands on him. He just went back a few steps. He didn't fall. Now, you don't have to fall. And he looked at me, and he said, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. God bless you. And he left. I come back maybe 6 months later, and I think that, you know, I just finished preaching. We're praying for people. Everybody's been prayed, was being prayed for. And during that time, 6 months later, I seen the same guy do the same thing, in and out, back and forth, until it was time to get prayed for. He jumped in line. This time he hit the ground. So no big deal. I went over there, sat with my friend, and my friend was sharing with me, Michael was sharing with me how God had healed him. God had healed him from, what did he have? MS. That's right. God healed him. He went to his doctor immediately after I prayed for him, maybe the next week or so. No more MS in his body. In fact, even his foot got healed. That had a disorder in his foot. That got healed. And I'll share his testimony to you next time. But yeah, God healed him of MS. So those that suffer with any kind of muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, anything, God will heal it in Jesus' name. Anything in the mind, anything in the body, anything in God's temple, he will heal. So I was sitting there and we're talking, and he was telling me of all the testimonies and stuff what God done. And then this, I hear Mama Margaret. Let me show you Margaret again in the picture. This is Mama Margaret. And Margaret, nobody said no to. You listen to what Mama Margaret said. Now she's gone to be with the Lord now. Praise God. She lived a wonderful life. We celebrate her life. Shared some stories about her that there. But anyway, when Margaret said something, you had to do it. So anyway, this guy happened to be Margaret's cousin. And he, older man, Portuguese accent. And she goes, go, tell him what God did. Tell him now. And you got to hear, listen to Mama. So Mama Margaret said, go. She went over there. She said, he came to me and he goes, thank you. And I go, well, God bless you. He goes, thank you. I'm like, okay, you healed me. I go, well, Jesus is the healer. He goes, but you prayed for me. I was like, amen. He goes, you were faithful. I go, amen. He goes, and then Margaret's like, tell him what you had. He goes, I had stage 4 cancer and you healed me. Now, I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. And I said, amen. Jesus healed you. Good, but you prayed for me. And I gave him a hug and he cried. So amazing to see that kind of testimony. And I go, well, you got healed of cancer when? He goes, last time. So 6 months ago, he got healed of cancer from that time that I seen him. So he, to tell you, what do you need healed today? He goes, my back. I go, and what happened? He goes, I'm healed. I was like, amen. So that is what expectation does. When you believe that God can do something, or you believe that someone is there that has God's anointing on them and that God's going to touch you, I believe that's why people get healed in our services so abundantly. I'm not going to tell you everybody gets healed because I don't know everybody there. But I pray for everybody that I can, and I see God move in the line that we have. I see healing, 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 healing. Now, there'll be some that I will pray for that I don't feel that anointing coming out of me, but that doesn't matter. Well, they can go home and God can heal them. They can go like this man just came right in back and forth. He wasn't interested in anything else but his healing. So when it was time for prayer, he jumped in line. He jumped in line. Real briefly, I have a friend in Mexico, and his name's Marco. Marco, if you're watching, God bless you. And he brought his friend to the prayer line and just threw him in the prayer line too in Mexico. Last 5 or 10 people, he pushed him into line. And he wasn't there for the service. In fact, I'd seen him drive up, and I thought, hey, it's taco time because of Marco. He takes me for my tacos. And no, he brought a friend. And I prayed for him. Now, he just went back a little bit like that. Didn't even step back. And he said, gracias. I said, you know, de nada. I said, you know, God bless you. And I said, and he left. 6 months later, I come back to Mexico. Guess what? I meet at Marco's house. We're having a wonderful breakfast with Elizabeth and Marco and Pastor Abraham and his wonderful wife, and Phoebe. And we're talking about what God did last time. And he goes, did you ever tell Dr. Yanis about your friend that got healed? And his name is David Ricardo. He said, you mean David? He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, God healed him. He goes, where's your friend now? I said, where's your friend now? He said, well, he's back in North Carolina driving trucks and coming to Mexico. I'm like, wow. So he was losing his business. Things were going down. He didn't know how he's going to pay the bills, plus his medical condition. And God healed him. He said he went to the doctor after I prayed for him on that weekend. It had to be a weekend in Mexico. And maybe it was a Saturday night. Well, anyway, he went the next week. And do you know, the doctor said, no more Parkinson's. God healed him. He had no Parkinson's in his body. The doctor stamped his file, healed, or recovered, or whatever he stamped him. And God healed him. Now he's working, doing the job that God sent him to do and to take care of his family. And I know that's the biggest fear beside the sickness hitting your body is how you're going to take care of things and how you're going to take care of your family. Well, God will provide. Amen. We're going to believe that right now. Father, we believe just like these two testimonies that I shared of David Ricardo and Parkinson's being gone, Father, even of Mike, Father, and MS being gone, and even Father of our wonderful friend, the Portuguese man that was healed in Hawaii, that wasn't even in service just to come in to get prayed for and just walked in and you healed him. And the same thing with David Ricardo. They just walked in because they were expecting. And expectation builds the faith for miracle. So let's believe right now that expectation is building your faith for your miracle right now. In Jesus' name, we believe right now that your body is healed, that your heart is healed, that your mind is healed, that Parkinson's and MS is gone. This morning, it is gone and never shall return. According to Nahum 1:9, just like Melissa said, it shall not return a second time, Father, that she testified yesterday. Father, we believe right now that miracles are happening, healings are happening, and I believe, God, that the expectation is the building of faith. I'm writing that down. Expectation is the building of faith. And Father, we believe healing, cancer gone in Jesus' name. Leukemia gone. And all other manners of sickness. God bless you. Thank you for joining me for just 12 minutes or 13 minutes. Took a little longer. Do what you got to do. Thank you. God bless you. Please join me tomorrow. If you're here for the extended cast, we have some special things waiting for you. If you're watching on one of our broadcast partners that broadcast our TV show, God bless you.